14. If you're there, say amen. If you can and will, out of the reading of reverence to God's word, please stand. And I'm going to read fast and you pray hard as we look at Matthew chapter 14, verse 22. Chapter 14 and verse 22. The Bible said, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray, and when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, that's between 3 and 6 a.m., in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. Aren't you glad our God don't sleep? Aren't you glad he doesn't slumber? Aren't you glad he's not away on a vacation or distracted with other things? I'm glad he's always available to you. Amen. In the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." Preacher Trevor, ask a blessing on God's word.
Yes, God.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Pastor Tim, before I give the title of the message tonight, there's something I'd like to bring to your attention. Brother David, when we look in verse 30, we find there's a whole lot going on. I believe you'd agree, Brother Blue, there's a whole lot going on in verse 30. Notice with me, if you will, for just a moment at verse 30. The Bible said, now listen, at this time, Peter's already stepped out of the boat, and he's beginning to walk toward Jesus. But listen, in verse 30, the Bible said, when he saw the wind boisterous. When he saw the wind boisterous. This word boisterous, it's the only time you'll find it in your King James Bible. The wind boisterous here only found one time, and it means mighty, powerful, strong, boisterous. Oh, he stepped out of that boat, everything going good. But when he saw the wind was powerful, mighty and strong, he saw that it was boisterous. What happened, preacher? The Bible said, verse 30, he was afraid. He was afraid. The word afraid here in the Greek, phobio, that's where we get the word phobia. And it just simply means to frighten, to be alarmed, to be in awe, to be sore afraid. When Peter saw the wind boisterous, saw that it was mighty and powerful, he began to be frightened, alarmed, sore afraid. And after he gets afraid, the Bible said, he began to sink. like a piece of lead, brother, he started going down. The word sink here means to plunge down, to submerge, to drown, to sink. Peter began to go below the waterline. I'm talking about the waves was over his head, and Peter was submerging, sinking, going down, brother, like a piece of lead, plunging to the depths of the sea. But notice as he began to sink, the Bible said he cried. I reckon that'd be the natural response, don't you? He cried. Oh, listen, this word cried, it literally means to scream. It means to call aloud, to shriek, to entreat, to cry out. Oh, listen, I'm talking about it wasn't just a little whimper. It wasn't just a casual conversation, but he began to scream out. He began to holler out, began to shriek unto the Lord. Someone said, preacher, what did he say? Oh, listen to what he said. Three little words tonight. He said, Lord, save me. Amen. Woo! Lord, save me. Can you see him sinking down, plunging down, submerging down, sinking down, the waves crashing over his head? The wind was boisterous, mighty, and strong. But above it all, we can see Peter reaching out his hand and saying, Lord, save me. Now, I guarantee you in the Word of God, this is probably, Pastor Tim, one of the shortest prayers you'll ever read, but it was a powerful one. Oh, it was just a three-little-worded prayer, but thank God, how many know prayer ain't about the multitude of your words. It's about the sincerity of your heart. Put that on your refrigerator somewhere. I said prayer ain't about the multitude of your words. It's about the sincerity of your heart. And he cried out, Lord, save me. Oh, if the Lord would help me tonight for just a little while, I want to preach on those three words. This ain't going to be a deep message, but it'll be a good one, amen. I want to preach on, Lord, save me. There's just something about that word, save. Oh, tonight, listen, in the Greek, it is the word sozo. It is the word sozo. And listen, I want you to remember that word because this is a precious, powerful word. There's a lot of definitions to this word sozo. It means to save. It means to deliver. Preacher Cody, it means to protect. It means to heal. Brother Dallas, it means to preserve. It means to make whole. Oh, listen, Lord, save me. Sozo, what a precious word. And someone said, preacher, did he save him? Whoop, he sure did. Oh, notice verse 31. The Bible said immediately. That just means straightway, right now, for sure, done, did it. Take that check to the bank and cash it, praise God. Immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. And praise God, when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased, and they that were in the ship, verse 33, worshiped him and said, of a truth, beyond a shadow of a doubt, for sure, you are the Son of God. Amen. Listen, I'm telling you, our brother, when he saves you, when he delivers you, when he does for you what only he can do, it'll be a testimony of his power, of his goodness, of his grace, and who he is. Thank God he's worthy to be praised. For just a few moments of time, if God would help me, I want to preach on those three words, Lord, save me. Now, when we think about the word save, often in the Word of God, Preacher Tim, we think it's only talking about eternal salvation. We think it's talking about delivering us from sin and making us new creatures in Christ Jesus. But can I tell you this word save, listen, it's talking more than just about eternal salvation. I got saved once almost 35 years ago. Brother, I remember that night, 16 years old. I was a skinny, long-haired 16-year-old boy. But brother, you know what happened that night? The long arm of grace and the nail-scarred hand of Jesus reached way below the bottom and pulled me up out of the miry pit of sin. And he washed me in his own rich, red, raw, redeeming blood. And thank God, 35 years later, I stand here saved by the grace of God, a monument of mercy, a trophy of grace. Thank God, saved, saved, saved. But can I tell you, in the last 35 years, there's been a whole lot of times that, thank God, sozo. He saved me. He delivered me. He healed me. He protected me. He took care of me. Thank God, many a time in my 35 years of serving God, by faith I reached up a hand and said, Lord, save me. And guess what? Thank God, he still reaches down and pulls me up and does for me what nobody else can do. Thank God, Lord, save me. Amen. Lord, save me. Brother Ray, I told him the other day, I may not be everybody's cup of tea, but I am pouring out of the right pot, brother. Amen. Because I'm just going to give you the word of God. Can I give you four things real quick? Lord, save me. Can I tell you this? I'm talking about the word sozo in the Greek, save. Can I tell you this? He can save from sickness. He can save from sickness. Someone say, can you prove it by the book? Uh-huh. I sure can. And Luke chapter 6, the Bible said that Jesus on the Sabbath day went into the synagogue, and the Bible said he taught. And right there in their midst, there was a man whose right hand was withered. The scribes and Pharisees were there watching him just to see if he would heal on the Sabbath, that they might bring accusation against him. You know what? He had him in his day, and we got him here now today. Amen. They were watching him just to see what he would do, watching the Lord. And Jesus told him to rise up and stand forth in the midst. And notice what Jesus says to them in Luke 6 and 9. He said, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil? Notice this. To save life or to destroy it. Do you know that word save right there is the same word? Lord, save me. It is the word sozo. He said, is it lawful to save men's life or to destroy it? Remember, the word sozo means to heal. It means to heal or to make whole. He said, is it lawful to save, sozo, heal, make whole? Is it lawful to save men's lives or to destroy them? And as Jesus looked across that crowd, he said to the man, stretch forth thine hand. Woo! And when he did, he was made whole as the other. And the Bible said they were filled with madness, brother, and began to wonder what they would do with Jesus. Oh, listen to me. I'm talking about sozo. I'm talking about save. It means to heal. It means to make whole. Now look up here. I'm hard to miss. I'm a free will Baptist. I told them I'll eat Baptist pie until I die. I'm a free will Baptist. But brother, you're looking at one that believes in a God that can still heal, in a God who can still reach down and touch a sick body and bring about healing. I'm talking about one who said, I'm God, and besides me, there is none else. The one who said, I'm the God of all flesh, and there's nothing too hard for me. I'm talking about the one Paul on Mars Hill said, it is in him that we live and move and have our very being, that he's the one that gives unto all men life and breath in all things. Brother, I believe in a God that can heal. In fact, I've seen many just this week that have come forward. And according to James chapter 5, they've called for the elders of the church to anoint them with oil and to pray over them. And the Bible said the prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord shall raise them up. Brother, I'm talking about one that can still heal. He said, is it lawful to save life or to destroy it? Brother, I'm talking about sozo. He can heal and he can make whole. And we can read and read throughout the pages of God's word. When he opened blinded eyes and unstopped deaf ears and made lame legs to walk and he cleansed the leper. And can I just tell you, the same one that did it then is the same one that can do it now. Brother, he's God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, Jesus Christ ain't changed. His word ain't changed. His power ain't changed. And you might be here tonight, sick in body. Maybe you received a bad report. I would to God tonight that there would be one that would just reach forth a hand by faith and say, Lord, save me. And brother, I'm telling you, he's got the power. He's got the ability. Thank God he can still do it. Praise God, he's in the healing business. Amen. I'm not so foolish to believe that he heals everybody. Listen, there's something going to take you out, brother. But I know one thing, he can do it if he wants to. The psalmist said he spake and it was done. He commanded and he stood fast. Brother, all you got to do is say the word. And brother, I'm telling you, I'm talking about, listen, he can save from sickness. I believe there's some folk here tonight that if you had the time to stand up and testify, you could talk about you was sick. And brother, you had a disease. And brother, you was down. And the people of God began to pray. And the hand of God began to reach down. And while you were reaching up saying, Lord, save me, there was a big hand reaching down to pull you up out of your sickness, to deliver you from that disease. Brother, to make you whole and to heal your body. And here you sit tonight, a testimony of the power of God and what he's able to do. And tonight, brother, I'm telling you, he can still do it. He can still save. He can still save from sickness. Amen. I preach it better. Some of y'all's acting back there. Some of y'all looking at me like a calf looking at a new gate. Yeah, I'm telling you, he can heal, brother. But not only can he save from sickness, oh yes, but he can save in your situation. Amen. He can save in your situation. I believe I'm preaching to some folk tonight. If I was to go from pew to pew and person to person, and you tell me what's going on in your life. Well, what's going on down at your house? What's taking place in your family? What are you dealing with? What are you struggling with? What are you facing? I guarantee there's some folk, Preacher Tim, they got some situations. Now listen to me. Listen to me. I know some folk think just because you were saved, you oughtn't to have any situations. Everything ought to be cake, candy, and carousels. But can I just tell you, Job said, man that's born of a woman is a few days and full of, as Mike McCoy would say, A-plus class. I'm talking about full of trouble. Jesus said, in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Whoop! I've overcome the world. Oh, you may have trouble. You may have tribulation. You may have some trying situations, but the same one that can save from sickness is the same one that can save in your situation. I don't know what it is you're facing today. I don't know the situation you're in, the situation you're facing. Don't know the troubles and trials you're going through. But notice what Jesus said in Luke chapter 9. Oh, he said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Now listen close, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall save save it. Oh, thank God when he said, when you try to save your own life, you're going to lose it. But if you're willing to lose your life for my sake, he said, the same shall save it. And in verse 56, he said, for the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And I'll have you know, in both references, when he used the word save, guess what it means? Sozo. Sozo. It's the same word Peter used when he said, Lord, save me. Oh, you talk about a situation. As Peter went plunging down, as Peter was sinking down, as Peter was losing all hope, he stretched up a hand by faith and said, Lord, save me. Can I remind you, the word sozo means to deliver. And it means to preserve. Oh, thank God. Someone said, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to tell you, church, that no matter what your situation may be, when you seek the Lord and when you trust the Lord and when you put the Lord first, you know what he'll do? He'll deliver you. He'll keep you. He'll preserve you. He'll help you. And tonight you may have come dragging in on a cold Wednesday night and you say, preacher, you don't understand my situation. You don't know what we're facing. You don't know what we're going through. But I would to God tonight, there'd be some daddy, some mommy, some son, some daughter, some husband, some wife that would just reach up a hand by faith and say, Lord, save me. Oh, and thank God, I'm telling you, sozo. Brother, he can deliver you. He can preserve you. He can keep you. Thank God, he can save in your situation. Amen. Do you notice the terminology he uses? He said, any man. He said, whosoever. He ain't just talking to the preacher. He ain't just talking to the deacon. He ain't just talking to the one that's been in the church 50 years. Oh, he's talking to all of us, friend. He said, if any man. He said, whosoever, when you take up your cross and follow him, when you're willing to lose your life for his sake, he said, you'll save it. And brother, he didn't come to destroy your life. He come to save it. And brother, when you put him first, when you seek him, when you trust him, when you serve him, situations may come, troubles may come, hardship may come, but thank God, he said, you'll save your life. Brother, he'll reach down and he'll do for you what nobody else can do. Thank God he can save in your situation. Amen. Look up here. It's preaching time. He didn't tell you to figure it out. He didn't tell you to work it out. He said, you put me first. You take up your cross and follow me. You be willing to lose your life for my sake. You'll save it. I'm telling you, when you put him first, brother, he'll take care of the rest. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm talking about a God that can save. I'm preaching better than some of y'all's acting. I'm talking about save. Lord, save me. He can save in our sickness. He can save us from our situations. Can I give you two more? You might as well amen. I'm going to anyway. Hey, he can save in our storms. He can save in our storms. They some of you, listen, we all got situations. We all got situations we deal with day in and day out. Now I'm talking about storms. They some of you been through some storms. I'm not just talking about situations of life. I'm talking about some of you been through some doozies. Some of you got some testimonies. The storms of life that came raging in. Listen, can I give you an example? In Matthew chapter 8, the Bible said that when Jesus was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And the Bible said, behold, there arose a great tempest into the sea, so much that the ship, listen, was covered with the waves. You ever been there? Hey, super saint, you ever been there? I know some of y'all looking at me all past. I'm talking about we've been there. Some of you been there. The ship was covered up with the waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awake him. What they say to him? Lord, save us. Amen. They said, Lord, save us. We perish. You know what they were saying? Lord, we're about to die. Lord, we're going down. Lord, we don't see a way out. Lord, we're fish bait. Lord, we're going to be at the bottom of the Sea of Galilee. Lord, there is no way out. This ain't looking good. Lord, we need you to save us because we're about to perish. You know what this word save is here in the Greek? Whoop, you guessed it. Sozo. The same words that Peter cried that stormy night, somewhere between 3 and 6 a.m. in the morning, before the sun ever showed its light, while it was still dark and the waves was over his head. He reached up and said, Lord, save me. And this time the disciples collectively cry out and say, Lord, save us. We're going to perish. We're going to die. We're going down. It's the same word, whoop, sozo. You know what that word means? It means to save. It means to protect. Oh, listen, there may be somebody tonight that's going through the storm of life. You know what they say about the storms? You're either going into one, slap dab in the middle of one, or you're coming out of one. Hey, storms may come and storms may go, but thank God for a Savior who's still willing and able to save, to save, to deliver you, to save you and protect you in the storms of life that come raging. Amen. They said, Lord, sozo, save us. Do you know what Jesus did when he heard those words? Oh, he said, why are you bothering me? I was sleeping good. No. Listen, you know what he said? He said, why are you so fearful? Oh, ye of little faith. The Bible said, then he arose and he rebuked the wind and the sea and said unto them, listen, he said, peace, be still. And the Bible said there was a great calm. And they marveled and said, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Hey, can I remind you tonight, when the waves are over your head, they're under his feet, and it may be too big for you, and you may not see a way out, and you might say, preacher, I'm going down. There is no way out of this storm. But I would to God tonight, somebody that's hanging on for dear life, the waves are covering you up, and you just don't see a way out in the darkness of it all. I would to God you just raise your hand to heaven and say, Lord, save me. And thank God, I'm glad the same one that delivered them that night is the same one that can pass by your way, reach down and pluck you up out of the storm of life and deliver you. Thank God he's still able. Amen. Amen. Hold on a second. Good preaching, brother. Preach on. Amen. I believe I will. Woo! I'm talking about save. Sozo. But oh, listen, not only can he save in our situations of life, and he can save us in our time of sickness, and he can save in the storms of life. You know what amazes me? How many times, brother, we'll come to church and people come in, maybe they're sick in body. They'll come in and they're facing situations. And listen, I pastored long enough. You knew when people was going through stuff. Amen. I mean, they may come in and give you this number right here. You walk up to them, how you doing, brother? How you doing, sister? Oh, I'm good. I'm blessed. I'm good. But you knew something wasn't right. You know there was a situation going on. It could have been something as little as a vehement fellowship on the way to church. But it could have been something more. And oftentimes it was something more. It was a situation. And then you got those that they're going through storms, and you know all about that. It's something they've been praying about, something they've made known, something everybody in the church knows what that family's going through. There's a storm. And here's what gets me. They'll come to church with sickness, with situations and in storms. And you know what many times, Preacher Tim, they leave out with the same stuff. And listen, you give an invitation, you'd love to see them come, just fall on their face at an altar and cry out, Lord, save me, sozo. Oh, God, heal me. Oh, God, deliver me. Oh, God, protect me. Oh, God, keep me. You'd love to see them come, but brother, they just walk out the same way they come in. But I guarantee you here in Matthew 14, Peter wasn't about to put it off. Peter wasn't willing to say, well, I'll wait till the next time we get together. And Peter wasn't about to say next week or next time. Brother, listen, I'm talking about when it gets desperate enough, when it gets heavy enough, when it gets troublesome enough, brother, you won't put it off. You won't wait, but you'll come and cry out, oh, Lord, save me. And brother, I would to God tonight somebody would walk an aisle and cry out to him tonight and trust him to do for you what nobody else can do. Amen. Can I give you one more? Brother, listen, he can save you from your sin. Not just sickness, not just bodily sickness, not just situations in life, not just the storms of life that come suddenly and ravage your life. But brother, I'm talking about he can save you from sin. Amen. Someone said, preacher, you got some book to prove it. Uh-huh. Matthew 1:21. Remember the angel of the Lord came to Joseph and he said, she shall bring forth a son and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Luke 19:10, Jesus spoke of himself and said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Can I just tell you, in all three of those instances, when he said he shall save his people from their sins, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do you know, in all three of those instances, it is the word, whoop, sozo. It is the same word that Peter used when he was going down like a piece of lead. Brother, when he was sinking down and he cried out, Lord, save me. It is the same word, sozo. It means to save. It means to deliver. It means to make whole. Listen, the same God that can make you whole physically is the only one that can make you whole spiritually. Oh, thank God. You may be here tonight away from God in disobedience with a backslidden heart, out of fellowship with God. You may be here lost and undone, and maybe you've never trusted in him to be the Lord of your life or Savior of your soul. But tonight I would to God that you'd come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit and cry out to him tonight, Lord, save me. And I guarantee you, friend, he can save you from yourself. He can save you from sin. And he can save you from a searing hell. Oh, yes, thank God, he can deliver you out of darkness. He can make you whole. And he can give you a brand new life. Thank God for the day 35 years ago that I came to him by faith and said, Lord, save me. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to pray. I couldn't quote John 3:16, recite the Lord's Prayer, or tell you the 23rd Psalm. But that night I knew two things. I was a great sinner, and whoop, he's a great Savior. And that's all I needed to know. And thank God that night he reached down. He reached down. He reached down. And he pulled me up. And he saved my soul. Amen. Immediately, the Bible said Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. And he caught him. Oh, thank God for the night that those arms of grace caught me and delivered me from a life of sin. Listen to what the Bible said. Verse 30 and 31, immediately. Can I give you a visual? Hey, can I give you a visual tonight? Amen. I'm talking about, listen, the stormy sea. Can I step right here? Amen. I'm talking about the stormy sea. Look up here, church. Jesus walking on the water. And Peter, brother, when he saw the waves boisterous, began to be afraid. And he began to sink. You go ahead and be Peter, and I'll be Jesus. There he is, sinking beneath the waves. And he stretched forth his hand and said, Lord, save me.
Lord, save me.
Pretty good, amen. Let's try it one more time. Reach up that hand. What'd he say?
Lord, save me.
Woo! You know what Jesus did? The Bible said he caught him. He stretched forth his hand. Sit back down. Let's show him again. He stretched forth his hand and he caught him. Oh, thank God for one that can save you. Thank God for one that can deliver you. Thank God when you're sick, he can save you. When you're in a situation, he can save you. When you're in the storm, he can save you. And if you're in sin, thank God, he can save you. Thank God for sozo. Love. Lord, save me. Amen. Oh, save me. Remember what that word means. Listen to me. Oh, it means to save, to deliver, to protect, to heal, to preserve, to make whole. Lord, save me. I preached this message at a church in Kentucky, Bonanza, Kentucky, Bonanza Free Will Baptist Church. No hoss jokes. I preached at Bonanza Free Will. I preached this very message. And that night, I didn't know it. Didn't know it. I believe that was a Saturday night. And didn't know it, but that, Brother Mark, there was a man from home watching the service online. And he was laying in his bed watching the service, and he was lost. And as he lay there in his bed and he heard this message, Lord, save me. He began to consider that he was lost and that he needed a Savior. Considered what a shape his life was in. And from his bed, he began to consider, I wonder if the Lord would save me. And right there in his bed, he reached up his hand and said, Lord, save me. And you know what happened Sunday morning? Whoop! He showed up at church with his wife. And he began to testify and tell the church what the Lord done for him. That there from his bed in his house while we was having church. And he was listening to a message about a Savior who could reach down and bring you up out of your sin, out of your sickness, out of your storms, out of your situations. He cried out by faith, Lord, save me. And brother, he did. And the Lord reached down and picked him up, saved his soul. And thank God he's still in the saving business. Amen. As the singers come tonight, you ain't got to have it all figured out. You don't got to have all your theology nailed down. You ain't got to be able to quote all 66 books of the Bible. You ain't got to be able to quote a lot of scripture. You ain't got to know every song in the hymn book. You ain't got to know all the Baptist jargon. Hey, all you got to know is this, that you're in trouble tonight. And the only one can help you, deliver you, rescue you, bless you, keep you, preserve you, make you whole. The only one can do that is Jesus. And there somewhere between 3 and 6 a.m. in a dark night in a stormy sea, Peter cried out, Lord, save me. And he did. And so I reckon on a Wednesday night, on a padded pew at Liberty Free Will Baptist Church, there's somebody here tonight. Maybe you're sick in body. There's somebody here tonight. Maybe you're in a situation. There's somebody here tonight. Maybe your family is slap dab in the middle of a storm and you're hanging on for dear life. And maybe there's somebody here in sin. Maybe there was a time you were saved and serving God faithfully and fervently, but tonight you're so far from God the FBI couldn't find you. Or maybe here tonight you've never been saved. Listen, Jesus is passing by. He's passing by. And tonight I would to God that somebody would just reach out by faith and say, Lord, sozo. Lord, save me. Lord, do for me what only you can do. Every head reverence.